Hello, Michael here. We've just had the press night of Lauren Hardy in the main house. I'm about to speak to a few people who are gathered here outside in the general hubbub of the cafe. Let's go and find out what people thought of the show.
Hello, I'm Rachel. I've just seen...
Hello, I'm Daniel.
I'm Jessica.
Just seen the press night of Lauren and Hardy. Really, really enjoyed it. Didn't quite know what to expect, but found it quite charming. Thought both the leads were very, very good. Was thrilled that they sang the Trail of the Lonesome Pine. And it was very touchingly done, the fact that it was the story of their lives, and they chipped in and out of different characters, put in some, of course, Lauren and Hardy classics. But it was just a very intriguing story, very nicely, amusingly, poignantly told. Really enjoyed it.
Well, Rachel's just said about everything I was going to say. But yes, I like very much the fact that they told the story of the two of them from beginning to end. You know, I mean, that's the sort of thing that you generally don't hear about them. Also, I thought the way they impersonated the two of them was brilliant. I mean, they, especially the gestures, the movements, they got that down flat out. They really did.
I laughed a lot, very childishly, really, really enjoyed it. It was just so nice to have a really good giggle. Haven't done that for a little while, so come and see it if you want to laugh. It's great.
Hello, my name's Dominic.
And I'm Nathan.
I'm Jean.
I thought the show was fantastic. I thought Messrs. Vincent and Barris was superb. I thought the set was fantastic. I thought the music was fantastic. And I had a fabulous time.
I thought it was lollerific, and when I grow up, I want to be as good as Martin Barris.
Yeah, I thought it was terrific too. I especially enjoyed the dancing. It was brilliant. I can't wait to watch that on YouTube.
Hello, Michael. My name's Paul. Just seen Lovell and Hardy, Theatre Royal, and I really enjoyed it. I wasn't sure what I was to expect, because I'm old enough to remember Lovell and Hardy, and it was my entertainment as a child. And it was the sketches and the slapstick were hilarious. Transferring that to stage, I wasn't sure whether it was going to be a bittersweet sort of production or whether it would be slapstick. And the first half was pretty slapstick. The second half, I really got the whole gist of the men behind the characters, which was made a really good play. So the two halves together, I thought, were excellent. But it took me to the second half to really get the whole picture. But I really enjoyed it. I thought the acting was superb, and such a lot to go between the emotions, between bittersweet to slapstick to the straight comedy, the classic comedy, and then to the real men of how the business world took over in the 40s. It was fascinating. I really enjoyed it.
Hi, this is Maggie Wright. I've been to see Laurel and Hardy this evening. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It took me back to my childhood, and things that I hadn't realised that I could still remember were evoked by listening to music. So thoroughly enjoyed it, particularly the second half, and thought that the actors did extremely well, liked the set and the props, and particularly loved the dance at the very end. Thank you.
So there we have it, Laurel and Hardy in our main house theatre, 21st of October through to the 5th of November. Tickets are selling fast, so if you want to come and catch this hit sensation before it closes very soon on Bonfire Night, then please do pop along to York Theatre Royal and catch Laurel and Hardy. See you soon. Bye-bye.